Okay, we're beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Zayin. We started at the very end of yesterday's shiur, but we'll start from the beginning. Din levarech birchas asher yotzer kol hayom achar atolas mayim. The halachas of saying asher yotzer throughout the day after one goes to the Beis HaKisei. So the Mechaber says on the last line of page 24, kol hayom kishaosa tzracho bein ketanim bein gedolim levarech asher yotzer. All day, when every person that goes to the bathroom, whether it's Ketanim or Gedolim, he makes the bracha of Asher Yotzer. Velo al Natilas Yadayim, he does not make the bracha of al Natilas Yadayim. Af imrotza lumod ole hispalel miyad. Even if he wants to learn or daven right away, he does not make a bracha of al Natilas Yadayim. And the Ramah ends off and says, Hayu yadav muluchlochos sheshiv sheif bohen. If his hands are dirty because he got some meiraglayim on them, afilu hachi einu mevarach al natilas yadayim. Still, he will not make the bracha of al natilas yadayim. So the Mishabura says on the bottom of 24, Sekotan Aleph, vafilu im nimshach zman gadol achar asiyas hatrachim. Even if he waited a long time from the time he went to the Beis HaKisei and he hasn't said the bracha, afilu hachi chayv levarach, he still is chayv to make the bracha whenever he remembers. However, v'im lo berach asher yotzer ad sherotza lahatu mayim shenis. But if he hasn't yet made the bracha and he started to have to go to the bathroom again, so das ha-primagodim demikodim sheyatul yavarach asher yotzer al ha-hatola harishona. The primagodim says that before he goes to the bathroom the second time, he should make the asher yotzer on the first trip. But again, we pointed out, it's in the notes, that he obviously can't have to go to the bathroom too badly, that it's also to make a bracha, then he obviously would not be able to make the bracha anymore. Aval b'shar tshuva hiskim b'shem kama achronim, the iniskar la'acha shehiskir lo taiva. The Pshar Tshuva says that if he remembered that he didn't make the bracha after he already started having a little bit of a desire to go to the bathroom again, shuv lo yivarech, he should no longer make the bracha, ayin sham. And in note number 4, he points out that the reason is because it's similar to birchas hamazon. Once the food has been digested and you no longer feel the pleasure of eating the food, you can't make a bracha achrona. So too over here, once a person feels that he starts to have to go to the bathroom again, so he lost the pleasure of the last trip, and he would not make the bracha of Asher Yotzer. This is really where we left off yesterday in Sif Katan Beis. As we turn the page, he makes an Asher Yotzer. Kosav Rashal Betshuva Simin Tzadi Zayin. Misha Ochal Dover Shechayev Bracha Achrona V'Shochach. A person who ate something that is chayev in a bracha achrona, and he forgot to make the bracha achrona. V'Heitel Mayim, and then he went to the bathroom. V'nizkar kodem shebol avarech asher yotzer. Now he remembered that he didn't make his bracha achrona before he made his bracha of asher yotzer. He realized he didn't make an alamichya or a burn of fashos. He has both brachos in front of him. Eizem mehem kodem, which bracha comes first? V'heishiv, and he answered the asher yotzer kodem the tadir. He said that asher yotzer comes before the bracha achrona because it's more tadir. There's 3 points that we have to bring out in this mishabur right here. And those are 3 quick notes, 5, 6, and 7. And note number 5, he points out that when the Mishabura says bracha achrona, it says it's dafka a bar nefashos or an almichya, not birchas hamazon, because birchas hamazon is the araisa, and Rabbi Akiva Eger has a suffix that maybe when you're dealing with birchas hamazon, which is the araisa, that would take precedence over the asher yotzer. This discussion of what comes first, the Asher Yotzer and the Bracha Achrona, is when the Bracha Achrona is not benching, it's not the Araisa, and therefore we say that you make the Asher Yotzer first because it's Tadir. The other point is, we mentioned this yesterday, that we mentioned in the Mishabura the Lashon of he ate something that needed a Bracha Achrona, Veshochach. In note number 6, he points out that it's Lav Dapka Shochach. Rav Akiva Eger brings the same Rashal and he leaves off the word Shochach. L'chor, it doesn't really matter if he forgot or not. Even if he didn't forget, he ate something, and now he has to go to the bathroom, and now he has to make 2 brachos. It's not necessarily, does it have to be that he forgot? Maybe he was going to eat more, he changed his mind. And that's according to Rav Akiva Eger. And the final point, which is the main point that I wanted to discuss, and then we'll take questions, and that is, maybe for some people, they eat more, and they make more bracha achronos, and they go to the bathroom and say Asher Yotzer. Why is it so pashut to the Mishabura that Asher Yotzer is more tadir? So if you look at note number 7, he writes, Afal pi sheyesh b'nei adam she'achilosam tadira yoser. Even though for some people, in fact, the bracha of bracha achrona on food is more tadir than the bracha of Asher Yotzer, Rechaim Knievsky says, she'mikomokom tadirus nikbas l'fi rov ha'olam v'lo al pi kol adam v'adam. When we discuss whether something is more tadir or not, it goes by the most of the world. And most people in the world, especially if you're not factoring in Berachas HaMazon, most people in the world are making an Asher Yotzer more often than they are making a Bracha Achrona. That's what the Rashal says. You have a question on this?
Yeah, at which point, at least as soon as, I
Oh, so so that's.
So you, because all the reasons you've been mentioning is because not because your wall is not clean anymore, but because you want to go to the bathroom next time.
Correct. Correct. If you look back, turn the page. We'll read it inside. I didn't read it inside. If you look at note number 3, just turning back to get the more defined time, we said that the Prima Gadim says that if you did not make your brach of Ashiyotzer and now you feel you have to go again, so the Prima Gadim says that before you go to the bathroom again, say an Ashiyotzer. So note number 3 points out, Omnam im eino yochol lahamiras atzmo ad shir parsa. If he's not able to withstand going to the bathroom until he can walk a parsa, which is 72 minutes. So we're going to see later on in the Mishnah Berurah, Shafilu me'eno mis'ave kolkach ad she'yechoshev ka'over about the shaktsu. Even though he doesn't have to go so badly that it would be an isra of holding it in because about the shaktsu, mikom makom osur ba'amiras brachos. Person, if he feels he can't wait 72 minutes, at that point it would be osur to say a bracha. So again, how you define it exactly, but that's the defining point. If a person feels that he can wait 72 minutes, and even then, it's not the best time to do it. But then, if you're going to lose the bracha, so then that's the point. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We are.
That's true for every bracha.
Yeah. Yes.
Everything.
Yes. Davening as well. We'll get into all this more later on. Yeah. So let's see in the Mishnah Berurah now. We're on the third line on page Yud Gimel. Misha Shosa Samha Mishalshel. One who is drinking something that is going to give him diarrhea, it's going to make him go to the bathroom a lot. Diyesh bedaito mitchila lefanos habnei me'ayim achetichla azuama mehem. His plan is to, he's taking this drink in order to be able to clean out his body. And he knows that it's going to keep on going until his body gets emptied out. Al kein yesh onrim de lo yivarech kiim acha gmar ha'utzah. Some people therefore say, even if he's going to go in and out of the bathroom a few times, he should wait till he finishes all the trips to the bathroom, and then he should make the Asher Yotzer. However, v'yesh omrim d'yavarach b'chol pam. Some people say, no, he should make a bracha each time. Again, we'll clarify that in the next sentence. We'll just read on. The minog is svara achrona. The minog is like the last svara, which we just said is that a person goes and says Asher Yotzer each time that he goes to the bathroom. Again, that's assuming that he doesn't know that he's going to have to go to the bathroom a few minutes later. He feels now that he's okay, so make an Asher Yotzer. Even though he knows his good chances, but he doesn't feel it right now, so make an Asher Yotzer now. However, ach b'shulshul chazak, person has a very serious case of shulshul, shemargish shemiyad yitzarech lipono shenis. He comes out of the bathroom and he knows he has to go back again, so then asur levarach, then he can't make a bracha. Kidla kamon simen tzadi beis, like we'll see later on, hilchos tefila simen tzadi beis, shafilu b'divrei Torah asur, at that point he would also be asur in Divrei Torah. So again, if a person mamish can't, knows for sure he's going right back, so he for sure shouldn't. We're talking about a case where the machlokas is, where he comes out of the bathroom, he knows he probably will have to go again, but right now he doesn't feel it. So then, we hold, our minhag is that you do make an Asher Yotzer now, and then each time you come out, assuming you feel okay, you make another Asher Yotzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter that you make an Asher Yotzer when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, but not an Al Netilas Yadayim, even if he wants to daven right away. After Kaimalon Besimin Reish Lamed Gimel Sevez Latfilas Mincha Vechein La'arvis Afilu Einu Yoder Lahem Shum Lichluch Tzarech Lito Yadav. Even though we hold later on by Mincha and Mariv, even if a person doesn't know that his hands are dirty, he needs to wash his hands. The Kol Shekein Kesha'asa Tzrachav, certainly if he went to the Beis HaKisei Mikomakom Einu Mavarech Anatilas Yadayim Ela B'Shacharis. Still, we only make a bracha of Anatilas Yadayim by Shacharis, not by mincha, not by ma'ariv, even though a person should wash their hands. V'ayin b'sefer artzos hachayim, look in the sefer artzos hachayim shekosav, he writes, the das rov ha-poskim, that most poskim hold, v'im osa trochav l'gedolim. If he went to the bathroom for gedolim, v'achakach rotze l'hespalon, immediately afterwards he wants to daven, mevarech al natila sedayim, in that case he would make a brach of al natila sedayim, u'mikomukom l'chadchila ein lozos mipsak ha-shulchan aruch. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Chachila, we don't leave the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens for us that we do not make a bracha before Mincha or Mariv, even though the Aris Zachayim says that according to many poskim, you would if you went Gedolim before Mincha and you wash your hands. Our minhag is not to do that. V'ayin v'sefer Maaser Rav, there is an interesting berlach over here, but we'll see if we have time afterwards. Let's first finish the simon at least. And the Ramah added on to this, that if one's hands were dirty because he was shifshef behen, still you don't make an anatila sedayim. Sifkatan dalad, he was shifshef behen hanitzotzo shel mei raglayim. That he rubbed off the little sprinklings of mei raglayim that he has on him. V'hu adin begedolim sh'asa trocha v'kineach. And so too, if he went Gedolim and then he wiped, those two are always put in the same category. When a person does a kinuach after Gedolim, or he wipes off the nitzotzos after Meraglayim, and his hands are dirty, in which case you should wash your hands, but one does not still make a bracha after that netila, unless it's for shachris. Okay, halacha beis. Heitel mayim velo shifshef. A person went to the bathroom for ketanim, but did not wipe off any of the meraglayim. Afal pisha tzarech levarech asheyotzer. Even though, since he went to the bathroom, he has to make an asheyotzer. Ain tzarech litol yodov elo mishum nikius o mishum hikun. He only has to wash his hands because of cleanliness or because of preparing yourself to stand in front of Hashem. Says the Mishabura, then ain lo ba me lito, if he does not have anything to wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom, afal pikein sarach levarach asher yotzer, you're not exempt from the barach of asher yotzer just because you don't have water to wash your hands with, right? You just wipe off your hands and you say an asher yotzer. The afilu im shif shef, and even if he did get some of the little bit of the meirag lime on his hands, mashmul el besof simendal b'magen avram sekoton chavches, the mahani lebrachos im menaki yodu b'chom midi di menaki. It does help. Ideally, someone should wash his hands, but if he doesn't have water to wash his hands, it's enough in order to learn Torah and to say brachos just to clean your hands off with anything that will clean them off. And therefore, to make the bracha of Asher Yotzer, one can certainly just clean his hands off if he does not have water. What would be the other tzad? Well, if you look at the Bir Halacha, look at the Bir Halacha, the second one. He says, "Heitel mayim velo shifshef." Sif ze lo mayri letfila. This sif is not talking about davening. The shom tzarach litol af below heitel mayim klal, because you have to wash your hands for davening, even if you didn't go to the bathroom. V'daud, and you should know further, the im shifshef tzarach medina litol. If one did get meira lime on his hands, meikra, then he has to wash. V'im shifshef biyad achas ein tzarach medina rak oso hayad. Then, whatever hand you got the miraglayim on, that mikra din, you have to wash your hands. So based on that, it sounds like he's saying over here, when you're low shif shef, even though mikra din, you're not mechuyev to wash your hands, but just for cleanliness reasons and for hikun, being appropriate in front of Hashem, one should wash his hands. But not that there's a. Sounds like from the Bir Halacha that there's more of a din of washing your hands when they actually get something on them. The mechaber somewhere with nothing comes on them, so there's not really an ikra to wash it, just mitzvah cleanliness. That's what it sounds like, but I'm not sure. Especially because we're not talking about tefillah here anyway, so what are we talking about? Just yeah, so they discuss over here that you see from here that hikun is not only for tefillah. Usually, hikun is hikun lekras alkechot. They say from over here that you see that it's also just it's not being in front of Hashem, not necessarily davening. Okay, let's see halacha gimel. Heitil mayim v'siach daito milahatil mayim. A person went to the bathroom for ketanim, and then he took his mind off the bathroom. V'achakach nimlach v'heitil mayim pamacheres, and then he decided to go to the bathroom again. Tzarech levarech beis pa'amim asher yotzer. Here's a very important halacha. The mechaber paskins. Person went to the bathroom one time, did not make an asher yotzer, and then he goes to the bathroom a second time. The mechaber paskins, he makes an asher yotzer two times, one after the other, two asher yotzers. Now, if you look at note number 12, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah others that argue with this. But lefi the mechaber, here's a great question. We'll see two interesting things here, right? So, if a person didn't make an asher yotzer, went to a bathroom the second time, the mechaber paskins, he makes two asher yotzers. What if he went to the bathroom a third time? Does he make three asher yotzers? So look at note number 12. The imshochach levarach shteipam. If he forgot to make the asher yotzer twice, and now he went to the bathroom the third time, o yotzer or more, kosav amayim amurdechai, shegam odas ha-shulchan aruch ein lo levarach el apam achas al kol ha-pa'amim sheshochach. So the amayim amurdechai says the shulchan aruch means there's only one makeup. Right? If you forgot, you know, six times, you forgot yesterday all day to make asher yotzer, so the first time you go to the bathroom today, you'll make two asher yotzers, one for all the times you missed yesterday, and one for today. The mechaber only means a maximum of two at a time. On the other hand, the idah between the god and mavur shetzarach levarach al kol pam upam. You had to make a bracha for every time. You forgot twice, now it's the third time, you make three asher yotzers. Here's a great question we'll discuss right now. What if a guy's about tshuva? He does tshuva. Now he's 35 years old, and he makes a calculation how many times he went to the bathroom. So Since it's bar mitzvah, does he have to sit there for 3 days straight saying Asher Yotzer? According to this Maimon Mordechai, that's what it would sound like, right? So look at the next part of the note.
Yeah,
great question.
You
okay, but you could assume if you're 35 that you could at least say it a thousand. So in the note he writes, Ulinyan bal tshuva asher lo birach me'olam birchas asher yotzer. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says she'af l'dasa prima gadim. Even according to the Prima Gadim, who says that according to the Mechaber, you say it for each time that you forgot. Lo yivarech birchas asher yotzer k'mitzvah ha'pa'amish n'eschai b'bracha zu. Don't go back and make up the last 22 years of asher yotzer that you forgot. Lefi she'ein levarech birchas hoda zu ela al ha'pa'amim osam zocher u'margish ha'mevarech b'shas ha'bracha. Sounds to me what he's saying is that you're only going to make an asher yotzer on the times that you still remember, that you still have the feeling that you just went to the restroom. In other words, not like that, you know, I know in my head that 3 weeks ago I went to the bathroom, but you're not going to make an asher yotzer on that now. But still, even according to that, it sounds like about tshuva will still make quite a few asher yotzers, because if he went to the bathroom 6 times yesterday, l'chora, he still remembers that, and could be he should make a few. But anyway, that's just an interesting shiloh that comes out.
But
correct.
Correct.
Not necessarily. You know, it could be a birchas hashvach also. You have to have, what are you giving the praise about? Something that happened. But if you know, like you saw lightning and or whatever thing you saw, now it's 3 weeks later, so it's too late. You know, it has to be right away. Even sometimes a different type of bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah where they argue on the Mechaber. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Beis pa'amim sifkaton vav. The Mechaber paskin that if you forgot to make an asher yotzer, you'll make 2 asher yotzers next time. Kidematzinu le'inyan tefila, like we find by davening. Shem tov v'lo hispalal shachris. If a person forgot to daven shachris one day, mispalal mincha shtayim. He davens mincha twice. There's a concept of tashlumen. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah is understanding the Mechaber that the reason why you're doing it a second time, it's like tefillah where we have tashlumen, and therefore you can make it up the next tefillah, you can make it up the next trip to the Beis HaKisei. Aval harbe me'achronim cholkim al psak zeh, but many achronim argue on this psak, the sovereign they hold is shani tefillah shehi b'makom korban v'shapo tashlumen. Davening is different. Davening is in place of karbanos, and in karbanos, that's where the concept of tashlumen is. Therefore, tefillah takes on this concept of karban of tashlumen. Mashenkein ba'asher yotzer shehi birchas hoda'a, which is not the case by asher yotzer. Asher yotzer is not karbanos. It's a birchas hoda'a, and therefore yotzei b'hoda'a achas al harbei pa'amim. And therefore, you could be yotzei with one thanks, one birchas hoda'a on many trips to the bathroom. And therefore, the achronim argue with the mechaber, and they say if you forgot to make an asher yotzer last time or the last 3 times, you make one asher yotzer, one birchas hodah covers everything. Like a person who ate 2 times and he was distracted in between the 2 eatings, he only has to make one birchas hamazon, even though it might require a new bracha rishona, it doesn't require a new bracha achrona. V'yesh l'hokel b'safek brachos. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah paskins that we should be lenient when it comes to safek brachos. Mechaber says you should make it. Other achronim say you should not make it. Safek brachos l'hokel. And therefore l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not make more than one bracha of asher yotzer at a shat. U'lechatchila nochon lizoher l'varech tekef asher yotzer achar atolas mayim. Obviously the Mishnah Berurah is telling us the obvious. L'chatchila is correct to be careful to make the bracha of asher yotzer right away after one goes to the bathroom. Because it might be that he'll have to go to the bathroom again, and then he'll lose out on asher yotzer. And the same thing when it comes to gedolim, person should therefore try to go to make the asher yotzer immediately after coming out of the bathroom. Because if he has to go again, according to what we're passing, he'll only be able to make one bracha. He'll lose out on the previous bracha. Okay, let's go weiter in the mechaber. We're up now to Sif Dalet. Ein shiur lahashtin mayim. There is no amount that has to come out when a person goes to the bathroom to make an asher yotzer. Ki afilu latifa achas chayiv levarich. Even one drop of neiraglam that comes out, a person is chayiv to make an asher yotzer. Why? Shem yisasem hanekev melahotzi hatifa ahi. Because if the hole would be closed up and would not allow that one drop to come out, hayakashalo, it would be very difficult for him. The chayiv lahodos, and therefore you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shows us the inyan of Hakaras HaTov, that you have to have hodah, even if one drop of miraglayim comes out, you still make an asher yotzer. Sometimes a person thinks he has to go, doesn't really have to go. Even if a drop comes out, there's still a chiyuv of asher yotzer after that. Okay, that's the end of not only of Siman Zayin, but also all the halachas of Hanhagas Adam Aboker. And now we're going to begin Siman Ches. We're really going to get more into tomorrow, but we'll start a little bit tonight. The first halacha in Hilchos Tzitzis. But first, we'll take Alex's question. It's hard not to take a question when you finish a whole section of the Shulchan Aruch.
The reason we see actually your tzaddik is because, regardless of how much it comes out, it's because you're thanking because of just
yes.
The hole to be open. So you should be saying actually it's not for everything that comes out. Liquid, solid, or clear. Throw up.
Someone asked that last night, right? Okay.
No.
Chazal the
Maybe you had the pleasure aspect to it.
This is how Chazal set up the bracha. After when a person releases himself and something comes out of his body, so he makes a bracha of Asher Yotzeh. Okay, let's begin Hilchos Tzitzis. Simon Ches, we'll start with Halacha Aleph, and we'll continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night with further, deeper into Hilchos Tzitzis. We'll do tonight four words in the Mechaber and the Mishabura. Yis'atef b'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'umur. A person should wrap himself in his tzitzis and make the bracha standing up. And the Mishabura writes in Sefkatan Aleph, Yis'atef b'tzitzis miyad achar netilas yadayim. The Mishabura says a person should put on his tzitzis immediately after he washes his hands, in order that he should not walk four amos without tzitzis. Now there's an interesting discussion in note number one over here, why a person should put on a tzitzis after netilas yadayim and not before netilas yadayim. So if you look at note number one, he writes, "Ubetam adaver shelo yaktim lilbo shatzitzis kodem netilas yadov." Why don't we put on tzitzis before we wash negel vaser? So kosva primigodim v'halavusha esrad mishum shetzorach levarich al mitzvah tzitzis kodem ha'ituf. Person has to make the bracha on al mitzvah tzitzis before he puts on his tzitzis. Ve'ena yachal levarich kodem ha'netila. Pasha, you need to make a bracha on your tzitzis before you put it on, and you can't make a bracha before you wash your hands, and therefore you wash your hands before you put on your tzitzis. That's reason number one. Reason number two, beis mishum sha'asir lo liga bebigadim kodem netilas yadayim kabavur mishabur la'el. We learned earlier in the mishabur, if you remember, that before a person washes negel vaser, he shouldn't touch any openings of his body. He shouldn't touch his clothing. So therefore, you can't put on your tzitzis if you can't touch your clothing. You can't touch your tzitzis, and therefore you have to wash negel vaser before you put on your tzitzis. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Beautiful nafkamina. V'nafkamina bein ha'ta'omim hi ba'ofen she'enu mevarech al talas katan. A person who does not make a bracha on his tzitzis, and that is all of us, most of us, who are married, and a married person who puts on a talis gadol and shul, the minhag is, as we'll get to in great detail, is that we do not make a bracha on the talis katan when we put it on in the morning, because the bracha of the talis gadol covers the tzitzis that we put on earlier. And therefore, if you're not going to make a bracha on your tzitzis, so then if the reason why we wash negel vaser before the tzitzis is because you need your hands to be washed before you make the bracha, here you're not making a bracha anyway. So according to that reason, you can put your tzitzis on before you wash negel vaser. But if the reason is because you're not supposed to touch any garment before you wash negel vaser, so then even if you're not making a bracha, because you're making a bracha on the talis gadol, still you'll want to wash your hands before you put on your tzitzis. That's a nafkamina that they bring down between these two reasons. Fine. Zokta mishabura vayter. We'll see the last mishabura for today, sefkat and beis. We said that you should put the tzitzis on and you should make the bracha standing up. The wrapping of the tzitzis and the bracha should both be standing up. The reason why you should wrap yourself in your tzitzis when you are standing is that the pasuk says lachem by tzitzis. V'alfinan gzereshava me'omer. And we learn about gzereshava from Sfiras Ha'omer. Diksiv gamkein lachem. By Sfiras Ha'omer it says usfartem lachem. By the Omer it says, Mehachel Chermesh Bakoma, which is talking about the crops in the field, but we darshin Bakoma Bakoma. You should be standing up when you make the bracha. when you count Svira. So just like the Lochem by Svira has to be done when you're standing, so to the Lochem by Tzitzis, the Ituf, the wrapping of yourself in the Tzitzis has to be when you're standing. That all Birchas HaMitzvos should be done be'amida, even though everyone should be bothered. It's not really so true, because we all recently made a bracha of Alachilas Matzah, which is a very beautiful Birchas HaMitzvah, and I believe probably everyone here was sitting when they made that bracha. So, what? Kiddush, some people said. There are various Birchas HaMitzvahs that we do, that say, sitting down. And there was a whole beautiful discussion on this way back when. I forgot the whole discussion. But we had a beautiful note on it in Chelek Vav. I forgot to look it up. But the Chalukim. But I think the by Matzah, remember there were a few Chalukim. But I believe one of them was that when a person is doing a mitzvah sitting down, like achila, you're stationing yourself, or you're going to be koveh yourself for achila, so the bracha is made in the same position as you're going to be doing the mitzvah. And therefore, those times the bracha is said sitting. There was another beautiful chiluk which I did not remember. I'll try to remember to look it up. I don't remember where it was exactly, but I'll try to find it. Another bracha that some people make sitting, well, Kiddush also connected to Leisha Basukah, some people make it sitting down also. But there are various things. But anyway, in general, we do stand for a Birchas HaMitzvah. Fine. But says the Mishabura v'hu rak l'chadchila, this idea of standing up is only a din l'chadchila. The b'diyeved yotza b'shtem b'chol gavni, b'diyeved, putting on the tzitzis, making the bracha, sitting down, you are 100% yotze. V'eskimu rov ha'achronim d'l'chadchila tzarech lios ha'bracha kodem ha'atifa. Most of the achronim agree that before you wrap yourself in the talus, in the tzitzis, you should make the bracha. At the time when you are holding up the tzitzis and you want to wrap yourself in it, you make the bracha as you're holding it up. That's over lasiyos, and you're holding it up, you make the bracha, and then you put it on immediately. You should not make the bracha earlier while the talus is still folded. That's before the mitzvah. We want to make the bracha closer to the mitzvah. But they point out in the notes of an interesting thing, the opposite of holding it up and being ready to put it on is not having it folded in the bag, because you could also be holding it in your hand, not folded in the bag. So if you look at note number 4, he points out, it's Masha from the Mishabura, the Mavarech Hashem Machzik as a talus lefonov, that if you make the bracha on the tzitzis when you're holding the talus in front of you, as long as it's not folded anymore, it sounds like from the Mishabura that's already over lasiyosan, meaning the only lacking in over lasiyosan is if it's folded in the talus bag. But if you're holding it and it's not folded in the bag, it's already over lasiyosan. However, mino kama min haachronim hayu levarach al talus la'achar shachzua me'achareyam somuch l'tchilas ha'atifa. Our minog and the minog of many achronim is to not make the bracha when you're just holding it in your hands, but when it's actually behind you and ready to be put on, at that point you should make the bracha. That's both by a talus gadol, which we do, and also a person who's making a bracha on a talus katan also should be holding it up before he makes the bracha and doing an atifa on it before he puts it on, the same way, and he should make the bracha when it's standing behind him. Oh, I wanted to go back to the Bir Halacha, but it doesn't look like we have so much time. We'll continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow in Sif Beis.